Let's begin our discussion of Parshas Pekudei, Tavshin Pei Dalet, as we reach the climax of Sefer Shmos, Sefer HaGeula, as the Ramban called it, and the goal of this whole Sefer, if you remember way back when we started with just the family of Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael, and they moved on to become a nation, and we have the final pasuk in Sefer Shmos, Ki Anan Hashem Ala Mishkan Yomam. The Anan came down, in front of us. The goal is to see the Anan Hashem in front of us as we go through life, by all of our masos, by all of our travelings and our stations in life. The goal is to see that Anan. And that was the goal, that was what was reached in the end of Pekudei. So before we get there, just a note, this Shabbos is, every Shabbos is a special Shabbos, but it's not a special Shabbos in that way. Last week with Parsha Shkalim, this week is regular Maftir. Regular Maftir and regular Haftorah, and then we'll have Zachar and Para and Chodesh. So just to review, this is Parsha Shir, but it's, I remember when I was in 10th grade, some of you out there might remember Rabbi Dulitz, Zichrono Levracha. So I remember one day we came into English class, I had him for English, and Rabbi Dulitz says, Rosner! What zatu budarubiyu? And I had no idea what he was talking about. And he asked me again, and I still had no idea what he was talking about. He thought like I figured it out within those 10 seconds. But that's when I first heard of the halacha. It's a gemara. It's a gemara in Megillah, and it's a Shulchan Aruch, zatu budarubiyu. What is that? So let's see it. I gave it to you in the Shulchan Aruch. This Shulchan Aruch, maybe we'll learn a message about it. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about that there is a way to remember which week or weeks within the four special maftirs of Shkalim, Zachor, Para, and Chodesh, which one is an off week. Depends what day of the week Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on. That's what it depends. It says in source number one, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Chal Rosh Chodesh Adar, well, we know Shkalim is always, Parsha Shkalim is the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, or if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, then it is that Shabbos. And that's one of the times we take our three Sifrei Torah. Rosh Chodesh Adar HaSamach L'Nisan B'toch Yimei Shavua, Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, Makdim L'Kros Parsha Shkalim, even if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday, no, the Shabbos before is Shkalim. B'Shabbos Shalafanav, Umafsikin Bishniya, Kadeshi Parsha Zachar. Zachar always has to be right before Purim. All the different rules. Shkalim is before Adar. Zachar always has to be before Purim. Para is always right before Chodesh. So usually out of those weeks, there's usually one or two off weeks. One or two off weeks. So how do you remember? So first halacha says, Tafresh Pehe Vav. Hayamim Sharoi Likvoa Bem Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar is Zabadu. What's Zabadu? Right? Those are the 4 days of the week. The 4 days that it could fall out. These are the days that the Zabadu are the days that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on, and the weeks that are off, Zatu, Bu, Dad, Ubiyu. There's that Lashon. What in the world does that mean? So, once we know, Klomar, Zatu. Zatu means the first letter in that word, it's not a word, Zion, Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, then the off week is Tesvav, the 15th of Adar. Bu, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Beis, Monday, right, like this year, Sunday, Monday, right, Monday was Aleph Adar, so then Vav Adar is the off week. That's Bu. This is a Bu year, right, and that's why this Shabbos is the 6th of Adar, that's the off week. So last week was Shkalim, this week is off, then you have the others. Dad, right? If the Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Wednesday, then Dalet Adar is going to be the off week. Ubiyu, that's the only one, you have two off weeks in the middle. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on a Friday, then Ubiyu, Beis, the second day of Adar, and Yud Vav, the 16th of Adar, both of those are going to be off weeks within this count. Chlomar, Kshachar Rosh Chodesh B'Shabes Mafsikin, B'Chamish Azaro V'Simin Zatu, right, and that's Zatu, Budad, Ubiyu. And Zabadu are the days that it can fall out on. And Zatu, Budad, Ubiyu is the way to remember. So this is the fancy mnemonic that Chazal gave us in the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tafresh Pehe. What might be a message that we could take out of it? Maybe a message is that this could connect to something that we learn in next week's Parsha. In next week's Parsha. Next week's Parsha, we learn in Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Vayikra, we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, And the second Rashi in all of Sefer Vayikra. Right, what does Rashi say there? Vayikra el Moshe. Hakol holeich umagia lo aznav chol Yisrael lo shomin. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the kol Hashem. Yochol afla hafsakos haisakriya. Tamalomar vayedaber. Ladibar haisakriya velol hafsakos. Umahayu hafsakos mishamshos. What were the hafsakos? What were the breaks in between when Moshe spoke to Hashem? What were they used for? Litin revach lo Moshe. Lhizbonein bein parsha la parsha. Ubein inyin le inyin. Kavachom lehedyar alomim min ahedyar. To give breaks to have time to analyze and to think about the experience that one is going through. And to not just like have boom, 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 that's time to focus. So maybe that's why even in these Dalet Parshios that are getting us ready and geared up for Purim, and then, well, Purim's in the middle, and then for Pesach, and Sefer HaOmer, and Shavuos, so we can't just have it all at once. We need times to think also. So maybe this Shabbos is, it's not a Shabbos, but it's a Shabbos, but it's not a special Maftir Shabbos, but maybe it's time for us to think about. It's sandwiched between Shkolim and Zachar. So it's a time to think about where we are and where we're headed and the messages that we took with us from Machzor HaShekel and the messages that we want to prepare for as we get ready for Purim. So maybe the Hafsakos are there to give us time to pause and give us time to think about what we are doing. And again, especially this year, there's so much Mechiyas HaMalek that we're davening for and we're hoping for. So it gives us time to think about it, to prepare for it, and hopefully get the most out of these experiences. Okay, so now we get into the Parsha again. So we have Perek Lamed Tes. Again, we have the Pekudei is a lot of repeat from Parshas Tetzaveh. And we have the descriptions of many of the big day kahuna, as we had, and then towards the end of Perek Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vateichel kol avodas mishkan ol moed. They finished it, Vateichel, from Vayechulu, where they finished the whole avoda, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, kachol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe kenasu. They did, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael did all that Hashem commanded Moshe, kenasu. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and we did part of this Aruch Chaim HaKadosh a couple of years ago, but we will add on to some of these ideas this year as well. Says the Aruch Chaim in Source Number 2, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, v'hagam shelo asa ela b'tzalel v'chachmei lev. What do you mean b'nei Yisrael did the whole Mishkan? They gave the Nedavos, but they didn't put up the Mishkan, right? That was b'tzalel and ahali of. But it says, "Vayasu b'nei Yisrael, shlucho shel adam kemoso, uki'ilu kol Yisrael asu." Right? The Gemara does not mention this one. The Gemara has other sources, but the Aruch Chaim is saying, "Shlichus b'nei Yisrael sent them, gave money for them to do it, and therefore they get credit." V'hagam shelo matzinu sha'asa b'tzalel el b'mamar Hashem v'lohem shalchuhu aval pikin hari hiskim olav. Okay, shlichus. But then we have another idea, and this will have a few sources on. Od nira, kigan asa akasuv mechaberes haklalus bekiyam haTorah. Says the Aruch Chaim, the pasuk is alluding to and telling us the message that all Jews need to be together in order to fulfill the purpose of creation. Vahahera ki bnei Yisrael yizaku zelazeh vahaTorah nitna lehiskayim beklalus Yisrael. The Torah is meant to be fulfilled in the cumulative, altogether Jewish people. Kol echad yaseh hayecholah shebiyado v'yizaku zelazeh. They'll be mizaki each other. Because, skipping a line, ki b'shlomo yitav l'cha u'be'emtza'uso atamashlam shleimuscha. Only through connecting to each other are we mashlim, we have our complete essence. V'yemkein eino acher ela atav asbacha u'ke'echan me'elokecha. And he quotes v'yahavta recha kamocha. And he says, if you think about it, and this is also the question that we discussed in the past from the Meshech Chachma, this year I gave it to you from the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit. He says, if you think about it, it is impossible for any one Jew to do all the mitzvahs. Right? Famous point. Says the Kiryat Sefer, source number 3. Yikra safik b'minyan ha-mitzvahs. Shamru ramach mitzvahs aseh k'neged evarv shal adam. We know that there are 248 mitzvahs aseh, connected certain number of our limbs, at 365 los aseh, connected the sinews. But if you think about it, no one Jew could all do all 365 or 248. Shekol Aver Omer Lo, even though the Zohar says that every Aver as if says, aseh bi mitzvah, do my mitzvah, give me spiritual nourishment. Every day, 365 connected the days. Omerlo, al tase bi avera. Shenira, it appears from that chazal, she'efshar l'ish echal l'kayim kol mitzvah zase v'lo zase. And if it says, every limb is screaming out, do my mitzvah, sounds like every one of our limbs. V'ze'eno, says the Ma'bit 500 years ago, but it's not true. If you look through the mitzvahs and the cheshbon, some mitzvahs only apply to the tzibur, could be in binyan beis hamikdash, v'kamas melech, appointing a king, v'kama mitzvah sheim chova, im yasepula plonis o yibsu davar plonian. Some mitzvahs are situational. Only situational if somebody steals, if somebody eats truma. Maybe a person will never do that. Right? There's a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, of Toin V'Nitan, going to Bezdin. Maybe I'll never go to Bezdin. I'll never have an Eved. I'll never be a Shomer. And all these are mitzvahs, so they're situational. That's Saseis. And what about Los Saseis? Same thing. V'im Nistaka, line 13. B'chol Ramach mitzvahs Los Sasei. Lo Nimsa ban mitzvahs. I'm sorry. I read it wrong. Bach mitzvahs, the 248 still. Lo nimsa ban mitzvahs hechrechios el shishim. You'll only find 60 chovos. The filuk shishtadla on the pulos. You want to get yourself into situation of mitzvahs, you still won't be able to do all of them. Trumas and maestris and matnas and niyim. Irani dachas bayis hamenuga. And what are the mitzvahs that maybe never happened? Betzora mora. Mechias zera shalamalek. Won't be Makuya Machiyavo Mashiach, and also the Los Ases. So what does that mean? That every limb and every sinew. So now back to the Arachayim HaKadosh. Arachayim HaKadosh says, just like the Meshech Chachma says in Parshas Yisro, if we're all connected to each other and we each do what we're supposed to do, then we all did it. And if Bnei Yisrael brought Nedavis to Bitzalel and Aliyav, they were supposed to be the suppliers, and they were supposed to be the builders, and they were supposed to be the engineers. So then everybody together. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. Vayasu b'nei Yisrael. And that's on line 14. Uma mitzius yesh liyachid l'kaimam l'hashlam tikkun l'ramach evara v'shasa gidav ashe yichavnu lehem elavadei she'etiskayim atorah b'machberes haklolus v'yizaku zelot mizeh. And we have to do that. We have to be connected. That's the only way to do it. That's the Arachayim. We did that a number of years ago. But the Eish Tamid adds on, maybe this could give us an insight into a Gemara that many of us know. Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the three stories of the potential converts that come to Hillel. And one comes to Hillel and says, teach me Torah while I stand on one foot. Teach me Torah while I stand on one foot. Shammai throws him out. Hillel talks to him. Hillel talks to him. Source number four. Teach me all of Torah on one foot. Shammai was doche. Hillel said, "V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha." Right? It says it in the negative. Right? Madasani alach lo sevet l'chavercha. What you find hated, do not do to your friend. This is kala Torah kula. V'idach zil gemar. And now go learn the rest of it. So many pshatim. What was the question? What was the answer? V'tzarech biyur mimanavshach. Im oso ger miskaven lislotzeitz. If he just wanted to mock and scoff, but mashamar lamdidi kol Torah kulu aregalachas, teach me Torah on one foot. So why did Hillel answer him? If he was just scoffing about the Torah, then why did Hillel even give him a serious answer? V'im miskaven lisgar beemeth. And if he really wanted to convert, ma akal shamar lo Hillel. So what was Hillel answering? The Efshari says maybe Lava'er Api Yisod Shal Arachayim. Maybe based on the Arachayim HaKadosh, we can understand what was going on. She is Kavein Oso HaGer. That Ger was wondering this question. Was wondering this question that it's impossible for any Jew to do all the whole Torah. But teach me Torah on one foot. He was basically saying, I can only do half anyway. I'm going to be on 1 foot. I'm not going to have 2 feet in Torah. Can't have 2 feet. There's so many mitzvahs that don't apply to me. So teach me Torah on 1 foot, meaning the Torah is only going to be good for half of me, not for all of me. That was really his question. And what does Hillel answer? If you connect to the rest of Am Yisrael altogether, then you'll be able to fulfill Kol HaTorah Kula and you'll be on 2 feet. Right? That's Dalech Sani, Chavrach, Losevid, V'idach, and now go learn. Go do what you can. And therefore, that's the conversation with Hillel, and that's the Bnei Yisrael doing all of the malacha. Okay, doing all of the mitzvahs and all of the malacha of the Mishkan. So we continue, and the Mishkan is built, and we have, again, towards the end of Perek Lamites, the last two psukim in Perek Lamites. K'chol asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, kein asu b'nei Yisrael es kol avoda. Just like Hashem told Moshe, b'nei Yisrael did the entire avoda. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-malacha. Moshe saw the whole malacha. V'hine asu osok asher tziva Hashem kein asu. And they did it. Vayivarach osa Moshe, Moshe gave them a bracha. Moshe saw, what exactly did he see? So the Parsha Pshat, he saw the malacha. He saw the malacha. If you look in the Mayana Shel Torah, he quotes from the Birchas Shamayim, and then he quotes from Rabbi Zusha. What else? Moshe saw something deeper. Not just the malacha, but flip around the letters a little bit. He saw the malachim. We quoted a couple of years ago. Maybe those words are connected. A malach is all about a malacha. I think Rav Hirsch says that. Or the Ksava Kabbalah, one of them. A malach is from the word malacha, that he has a job. I think it's Ksava Kabbalah. Moshe ra es ha-malachim shenivru min ha-mitzvahs. Shekimu Yisrael ba-avim esed vasein la-mishkan. Moshe saw the malachim. We know the Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us that every time one does a mitzvah, there is a defense attorney created in Shamayim, a sanegor. And whenever we do an avera, a kategor, a prosecuting attorney, are created. So maybe Moshe saw these malachim that were created through the mitzvahs that we did. Ha'osa mitzvah achas kona leprak legechad, like I just quoted. V'inei heim bali shleimus u'madrika gevoa biyoser. And they were perfect beings as compared to what he was used to. V'heven mizeh, and Moshe understood. Sha'a mitzvah nasta be'emes u'besamim. Moshe sees these perfect malachim. So it must be that the work was done perfectly, with all proper avoda and machshava. Mitoch machshava tahora uktusha biyoser. And that's why he gave him a bracha. That's why he gave him a bracha. And then he quotes, related to this, about Jews and their kavanas. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the malachim were perfect, so it must be the Jews were perfect in their bringing, and the nedavas, and wanting to bring down the Shechina of the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he quotes a Gemara in Chulin. Chulin daf Zayin in the next paragraph. HaGemara omeres Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. Jews are holy. Jews are holy. Yesh rotze ve'ein lo. There are some Jews that really want to do the mitzvah. Maybe they have a lot of money, they don't have enough, but they want to give money. But they don't have the means to. They want to, but they don't have the means to. And then there are others. Some have the means, but they're not interested in doing the mitzvah. So what's the message of that Gemara? The question is asked. If somebody has it, he doesn't want to give. So why is he a kadosh then? What was the introductory line of this Gemara? Yisrael kadoshim heim. Some want and don't have. Some have and don't want. Why is the latter one holy? Umashiv and alkach hatosvus. Tosvus their answers. Shuosim ebri abusha. Even the ones that don't want to, but they do it because they're embarrassed not to. They do it. So that makes them holy. Ask the Rav Zusha. That makes them holy? They're forced to do it? Achadayin kasha imhu oseh rak mishum machbaz busha klum efshar lo likari kadosh? So what does the Gemara mean? Yisrael are kadoshim. Some want and don't have. Some have and don't want, but they're forced to do it. Why are they both kadoshim? Brahm amar Rebbe Rav Zusha. Not too many greats, even amongst Hasidic masters, are called the Rebbe Reb. The Rebbe Rav Zusha. There are two or three, the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech, as sometimes he is called, Rebbe Elimelech. So maybe it's because of this relationship with them. Anyway, so Rebbe Zusha says, Adam Yisrael, Kshu Otsa Osa Mitzvah, Nivra Mizem Malach. As we just saw, Moshe saw, whenever we do a mitzvah, a malach is created. Malach ze yesh lo gam hu guf v'nefesh. The malach is not physical. But explains Rabbi Zusha, even a malach has an external and an internal. Again, not in terms of body, but in terms maybe of an external type of soul and an internal. Malbush chitzoni v'koach pnimi eloki. An outer levush and an inner essence. V'hine, zeshu who wrote seve ein lo, if somebody really wants to do the mitzvah, he just can't do the mitzvah, ein lo ela machshava tovi bovad. He has that great machshava. He has the internal. V'hiu l'chla maisen in any yachol agia, but he didn't do the maisa, because he doesn't have. Hareisha meritzono apnimi atov, noteres nafshu apnimi shalom malach. But the inner ratzon of a Jew to do a mitzvah creates the inner ratzon of the malach. Meidach, what about the other guy? The guy who yesh lo ve'eno rotze, but what is supposed to say? But he's forced to do it. So he has no machshava to do it, but he has the maisa. But he did the maisa because he was b'vrei abusha. So maybe the kavanas weren't good, but the maisa was good. So says the Rebbe Reb Zusha. The yesh lo, sorry, the rotze ve'eno contribute the machshava and the inside. The yesh lo ve'eno rotze, but they're forced to do it because of the busha. They contribute the outside, the maisa. Put it together. The Jews are have perfect malachim. Bein ko v'ko notzer mishtayim b'shutfis malach shalim lefichach nikrem heim kedoshim. That's why the introductory line is b'nei Yisrael are kedoshim in plural. Mishum sh'al yedei shneihem nivroim malachim kedoshim. Av ki kolecha b'frei asma ina yacholios kodosh, even though each person. Basically, the Gemara is saying, who has everything? He has and he wants to. No, not everybody is perfect, but put all the Jews together, Yisrael Kedoshim. And Me'ata Shafer Meduyokim Divrei HaTosfos. That's why Tosfos says, V'yafilu Hachri Ikri Kedoshim. Shemazmin Es Chavir Lechol Aslo B'Bri Abusha. They're called Kedoshim in plural, because they're both Kadosh together. Lo Kadosh B'Lashon Yachid, Af Ki Advar Mamurim B'Yachid. Still, it is the message that we have. Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, right, and that's the idea that we have. Putting it all together, you put the each malach, and we have a perfect yeshlo and the yeshlo in the ratzon as well. Okay, moving right along to a thought. Again, I think we might have mentioned this a number of years ago, but it's also something to remember. And it comes up on Pekudei towards the end of the parsha, Perek Mem. The last parak in Sefer Shmos, 40 prakim in Sefer Shmos. So we have the description of the putting all the kalim in the proper places in the Mishkan. So we have b'chodesh yom b'chodesh arishon be'echad lachodesh on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, put up the Mishkan. Takim is Mishkan Omoid. V'samt Hashem is Aron Ha'edus. Put the Aron there. V'sakosa al ha'aron es ha'paroches. The paroches should be mesich on the aron. It's interesting, paroches, not the kaporis. The kaporis is the cover, you put it on. The paroches is the curtain in front. And yet, visakosa al ha'aron, on the aron. You're putting it on the aron? So that's what bothers Rashi. Not too many Rashis on Pekudei. But Rashi says, visakosa al ha'aron, lashon hagana, shahari mechitza haisa. Protection, protection. V'sakosa al ha'aron as a paroches. You protect the aron with a paroches, the curtain, and protects the people don't go in. V'sakosa. So this word is used by the Noda B'Yehuda, the Tzlach, to explain a word that we always use, but we might not know where it comes from. Meseches. Mesechta. Where does that word come from? Meseches brachas. Mesechta. What is that? Where does that come from? So there are a couple of pshat in there. Tosas Yontif has a pshat. But the Noda B'Yehuda thinks it comes from this pasuk. V'sakosa. V'sakosa means to cover and to protect. That's the word mesechta. Al shem paroches hamasach. Dechsiv ba. This is in the Hagdama of the Tzlach. Right? The Tzlach is the Noda B'Yehuda, named to Sefer after his mother, Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya. It's in his Hagdama there. So it says in the part of V'sakosa Aaron, Shehoisa socheches al Torah shebichsav shehein haluchos shayimunachin ba'aron. It was covering up the aron. It was covering and protecting the aron. That's what sakosa is. Mesechta as Reb Yehuda Hanasi put together the 63 Mesechtas. Mesechta means the protection of the Torah Shebal Peh on the Torah Shebichsav. Kein Torah Shebal Peh Socheches, it hovers over and it protects. Umagina al Torah Shebichsav, lohagina leha, shalo yishke shoge upesi birusha. Don't be a fool and not focus on the oral law, on the Torah Shebal Peh. That's visakosa. Mesechta brachas. That's the Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh covers and protects the Torah Shebichsav, so we don't misinterpret. Ki hu stuma, because Torah Shebal Bichsav is closed. Me'az. V'yefshar l'amad al kavanasa. You can't know any basic singular din, mitzvah, ki imai di Torah Shebal Peh. V'gam ch'ein shum derech acher likanis l'kachi ha-kadosh ha-penima. Ki im derech baruch ha-samasav. Just like there's no other entrance into the Kodesh Kadashim. There's only one way in. One way through the paroches. It's the only way to get into the Kodesh Kodashim, which has the Aron. There's only one way to get into the Torah Shebichsav. And that's by way of the Torah Shebal Peh. V'sham lefinim min ha-paroches ha-shechina shore kein. E efshal l'kabal ha-shechina la-asid achar moso kimadilima Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh. That's the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach in the Bavli, that the special krisas bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Am Yisrael was dafka on the Torah Shebal Peh. Right, Torah Shebal Peh. And I think last week we mentioned that the Rabbi Bernstein thought connecting the Meshech Chachma with the Beis Halevi and his drushes, which writes that the Lucho Shnios, 2 weeks ago we discussed this, Kisisa, the Lucho Shnios were changed in that the Torah Shebal Peh became us. We were the klaf of Torah, we became the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. That means we protect the Torah. We're protecting, but that's the word Mesechta. One might say, we're within 2 weeks of Purim, Masecha is also a mask. It's also a mask. Sometimes things are masked from seeing the reality. Right? That's the Mesechta is masked. You have to delve into it. You don't know really what's in it until you open it up and start learning it. It's a masecha. You have to dig deep underneath. And every time you learn it, you learn more things and new things. We think we know what it is. We think we know who it is. Every masecha has its own personality. Every masecha has its own messages and content. And that also is the word meseches, masecha. Okay. On the same pasuk that we're talking about here. Mem, a few psukim later, actually. So we have the whole creation and anointing, and then Vikraftas Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu, remember the Gemara talks about, he acted like the Kohen Gadol here, in the Shivas Yimei Miluim. Vihilbash as Aaron is Bigdei HaKodesh, put on Aaron's clothing, Umashachto so, Vikidashto so, Vichihen li. And he will be a Kohen for me. Vizban of Takriv, Vilbashosam Kutanos. Umashachto osam, you, Moshe, shall anoint them. Pasuk Tezayin, Vayas Moshe, Kechol Asher Tziv Hashem, Oso Kenasa. Moshe did it. Moshe did it, like Hashem told him to. That's Pasuk Tezayin. Moshe did it. Pasuk Yudzayin, Vayehi b'chodesh arishon, b'shana ha'shenis, b'chol ha'chodesh, hukam ha'mishkan. It was the first day of the first month. The Mishkan was built, and the Torah describes, v'yakam Moshe as ha'mishkan, v'yakam as ha'donav, he did everything. Asks the Imri Shefer, asks Rav Shlomo Kluger, what's Pasuk Tezayin telling us? Pasuk Yud Zayin is, on the first day of Nisan, in the second year, the Mishkan was built, and this is what happened. Moshe got up, Vayitin Asadon, Vayazim Askrashav. What's Pasuk Tezayin? Vayas Moshe Kechol Asher Tziv Hashem Osokin Asa. So you might say it was putting on the Begadim. Pasha Pshad is doing everything, you know, putting everything in its place, but it describes that afterwards too. So what exactly is being added? So says the Imre Shefer, maybe it's alluding to us, a halacha. Source number 8. Vayas Moshe kachol asher tziv Hashem oso kein asa. Hine omro vayas Moshe lechora hu ach lemosar. This is extra. To ha achar kach, right after this it says, vayi be'echol achodesh. V'lama amar kan vayas. He did it. What? He didn't do it yet. It's going to be described that he did it. Ach hakavana nire. Says there, Meshefer, a halacha is being alluded to here. Again, this is a classic, one of the achronim that find the hint to a halacha in a new place that Chazal did not hint to it, to us. Chazal came up with one or two sources. But what does Damer Shefer say? Kirat Nira, Kivan the Kaimalon, Sholim Adarshan, Vilchas Pesach on the Pesach Shloshim Yom. You have to study about the holiday 30 days before. That's a halacha. Sholem V'darshan, the first halacha in Ilchas Pesach. Sholem V'darshan, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, learn the first halacha of Ilchas Pesach at the Purim Suda, right? A month before. Take out Mishnah Berurah, Chelek Hay, at the Purim Suda. Well, the Das Kama Poskim, Duah Debashar Yantif, every other Yantif too, 30 days before. 30 days before is the time of preparation. Ulefizeh, says the Imre Shefer, from a Kluger, Moshe must have done that here too. Ulefize hachenami kiven the Moshe Rabbeinu nitzav alakam haMishkan beechad beNisan ulahakrif tmidin. If he got all these instructions and he knew it was going to be start functioning on the first day of Nisan, so when did he start talking about it? Must be a month before. Imkein hischel lidrosh bizeh lamed yom kodem. It must be that he started preparing them a month before, not just collecting the shkalim, but getting ready for the Mishkan. Vayas Moshe kachol asher tziva Hashem oso. So what is this last pasuk referring to? Not the building of the Mishkan. Moshe did all that Hashem commanded him. Kamosha oso tziva bePesach sheni lamed yom kodem. Just like we learned from a year ago, Moshe Rabbeinu by Pesach Rishon Pesach sheni. So too, that's what he did here. And maybe that's what this pasuk is alluding to. Again, not in Chazal, this mucker, but he's saying maybe that's what it's referring to. Moshe did it. What do you mean? Moshe did it. He got them all prepared. A month before. Umimenu lamdu Chazal, sholim v'darshin. Hachin hachinami, kan asakin v'darsh bin yizel amin yom kodem. And then after that, we were able to have the Hakam Asa Mishkan, which took us through all the years of the Midbar after that. Okay. Moving right along to a general thought, which is a thought that we've quoted in the past a little bit differently from Rav Pam, but it's the same question and a similar answer. Says Rav Pinkus, source number 9, a general thought about these parshios. Parshios vayakal pekute yish koshi gadol. Right, there's a big difficulty in these two parshios. Hein kala amur bachas vayakel. L'choru chazara al nemer parshas truma. Vayakel is a repeat of truma. Right? It just, the only differences are the tame amikra, the trop, which makes it difficult for Baalei Kriya. Same words, different tamim. V'yamur parshas pekudei, tir big de kahuna, chazara al nemer parshas tetzave. V'davar temahu, it's a wonder. Marasa hatora lachzor ulishanos dvarim, shekvar nechtevu baharchava, beparshas hakodmos. So why does it say it again? Why does it say it again? Again, so Rav Pam, who we mentioned years ago, and we like to mention in other shiurim, Rav Pam says, you know what the message is? Fulfilling plans. You gotta have plans in life. They had a plan, and they actually acted to fulfill their plan. That was, Rav Pam went down that derech. So it's a similar idea, but not exactly said by Rav Pinkus. Kadilla Havinzosi says, nah, but I'll shelo nosefes. Let's ask another question. Again, what's the tachlis of Vayaka Bakudei? That's question one. Let's ask another question to help answer the first question. The pasuk says, in the last perek of Divrei Hayomim Aleph, the last perek, where we don't know, right? We Jews don't know that we know some of Divrei Hayomim Aleph, the last perek by heart. Because we say it every morning, Vayivarech David. Those five psukim right there are from the last perek of Divrei Hayomim Aleph. It's David HaMelech's last speech. David HaMelech's last speech, the end of Divrei Hayomim Aleph, he dies. Right, it's a parallel to the beginning of Malachim Aleph and the second half of Divrei Hayamim. Malachim Bei starts with Shlomo. He no mar ba pasik, but the pasik says L'cha Hashem Agdula Vagavura Vateveres Vaneisa Vyahod. Right, the Maral got all the names of his farm from this pasik. Hashem has the Gdula Gvura Tiferes Glory Neitzah Chod L'cha Hashem Amam L'chai. He's the Melech V'Hamis Nasei and the one who is raised up L'cha L'rosh. V'Yadua Mashu V'Chazal. This pasik relates to the Shivas Darki Anagasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of these adjectives are really a different way that Hashem reveals himself in the world. We see Hashem's Gedula, Gvura, Tiferes. V'hineh ha-ma'ayim v'seder advar ha-momed v'tama. There's a question. You have a whole list with L'cha Hashem. The pasuk could have said, L'cha Hashem, ha-gedula, ha-gvura, ha-tiferes, v'neza, v'ahod, v'ha-mam l'cha, v'ha-mistaseh l'cha l'rosh. What do you have an extra L'cha Hashem in there for? Madu levnei askaras derech ha-hanhaga ha-shevius. Right? You have the first six ways that Hashem reveals himself. Gdula, Gvura, Tveras, Deis, Vahod, right? And then we have Malucha, Malchus, which is separated with a separate Lecha Hashem. Chozer, David HaMelech, Bomer, Lecha Hashem. Hein Kvar Hizkir, Bereshis, Dvarav, Shu, Medabar, Al Darkei, and Hagasi, Yisbarach. He already said at the beginning, Lecha Hashem. Umau, Shizkir, Shein, Yisbarach, Hashem, Yisbarach. What do we have the second? What do we have a second Lecha Hashem for? Says Rav Pinkas, Bir, Inyan, Nirekach. Al pasuk ze chazal darshin in Shmos Rabba to motze komasha barakadosh baruch hu lamalon bar lamaton. Every midah that Hashem has, He implanted in us as well. If Hashem is the ultimate, undiluted midas achesed, but each of us have a little bit of midas achesed in us too. If Hashem is the ultimate in benevolence, so do we. We all have those midos. Kol ma shekadosh baruch hu bara lamala bara lamatan. Kol mida ba'olam, line 10. Binuya mishnei shlavim. So we have those midos within us, but we're only born with them in us potential. L'dugma. Midas ha-chesed shi midas ha-gedula nizkeres barosh ha-pasuk. Chesed is gedula. Im nenasela ha-gdiris in yana shal midazu. Osed pi ha-kadosh baruch hu b'nevesh ha-adam. If we try to define this mida, so really there are two elements to chesed. Number one is internal, inside. Chelek echad hu b'koach. Midas ha-chesed ba'atzmusa. The midah of chesed. Midah zu. Somebody can have the midah of chesed in them even if they're alone on a desert island. They're still a bal chesed. They're not doing chesed, but they have the midah of chesed. That's one. Midah zu mispatas b'havanas v'karas ha'adam b'maylas in yechesed. If somebody really wants to do good, call you di shalomos, every Jew. If you had money, what would you do? And he would say, you know, I would give it away, I would give staka. There's the midah, the potential. That's what Hashem puts into us. But then it's up to us to do the next step, obviously. Taking the potential and bringing it to fruition. Acting on the midah that we have and making it into the ma'isa that we've done. Chelek nosaf b'midas ha-chesed hu b'foal. Ha-koach la'asos ma'isa chesed. The koach v'haynu la'amod b'matzav sheyeshna ha-yecholis la'asos chesed. I have the ability. O'me'achar v'haratzon harikfar kayim v'omeid. The ratzon is there. V'chasra rak havazram n'koach ha-lapol. I'm just missing bringing it to fruition. So if I have that a possibility and an opportunity, I'm going to do it. So life is about bringing potentials that we have and midos that are already in us and bringing them to our lives. Nimseinu lemeidim, line 22. Ki tachein shadam yasik b'daitos havanava omek shakol tchunos nalos. It could be that we've come to the realization that these are valuable midos. Gvura chachma chesed. But we didn't bring it out to the poel. We didn't bring it out to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. In order to do that, we got to be a melech. A melech is somebody who does whatever they want, who controls. A melech is in control. The last midah that's in the pasuk gets its own lecha Hashem. Because lecha Hashem amam lecha, Hashem, you are the melech, and through that, we should think about this when we daven every morning. We want to be the melech of our midos. We also have gedula, gvura, tiferes, netzach, v'yahod in us. But we want to be the melech and bring those midos out to actuality. Melech, says Rav Pinkas, eino mishi ishlo ta kishurim anidrashim la'asos melech. A melech isn't just somebody who has the abilities and the talents to be a king, but someone who is actually a king. Maybe, just thinking about it now, right? This was the last speech that David HaMelech gave. The last speech he gave. And what was part of that speech? Shlomo's going to be the king. He gives Shlomo chizik in front of everybody else. And he says, everybody help him out, but he's going to be great. How old was Shlomo HaMelech according to Chazal when this story happened? When did Shlomo become the king? How old was he? 12 years old. Shlomo was 12 years old when he became the king, when David died. So he had a lot of koach at that time, but it wasn't as much brought to poa. So this is also part of the message that he's giving to his son, besides giving to all of Klal Yisrael at that moment. That's what Vayaka Pekudei is doing here. Truman Tetzav is all about the potential and what Hashem wants from us, and you know, maybe we'll reach certain we have certain talents within us, but is it going to be brought out? Is the feelings and the ratzon of hitnadvut going to come out? And the answer is yes. Vayakav Akudei is a resounding success of the potential brought out by Klal Yisrael. Line 38, Parshias Truma Tetzave Nemru Tzivui Ha'asiya Va'asuli Mikdash V'asisa Menara Zavtar Kulan Aros Asiya Hein. They're all instructions. Ulam Shlemus HaMaisim Tmuna Davka B'Parshias Ve'akab Akudei. The Shlemus of the Mais are here. Shehein HaShlav HaMaasi Shlav HaVayas HaShlomas HaKoach HaTamun B'Hora'ah. The Koach that's in there. Because life's about taking what's in us and bringing it out and actualizing it. And this is something that we've spoken about in the past, but I gave it to you again from Rav Chaim Ivalajin in the beginning of Ruach Chaim, on the first Mishnah. On the first Mishnah, he quotes the Zohar. The Zohar points to the four people in Tanakh who have their names called doubly by Hashem. Three in the Torah, one in the Navi, Avram Avraham, Yaakov Yaakov, Moshe Moshe, and Shmuel Shmuel. Those four. The Zohar says, look on the right side, line 11. Avram Avram Pasik Tame Begave. Moshe Moshe Lo Pasik Tame Begave. What does that mean? If you look in the Chumash by Avram Avraham, there's a little line, a little thin line in the Chumash when Hashem calls Avram Avraham. Right, what's that thin line? That's a Masorah that we have, that we write in those lines, right, so the Balkore pauses, but what exactly is the message of Avraham, Avraham together? Or Moshe, Moshe? Moshe, Moshe, the Zohar points out, has no line in between the two Moshes. Avraham, Avraham has a line, Yaakov, Yaakov, but not Moshe, Moshe. Pasik, Gaveh, there's a line in between. What's the lines? Explains the Ruach Chaim. Avram Avraham means there's an Avram in potential and there's an Avram in actuality. There's emotion potential, there's emotion actuality. In all of us, there's me in potential and there's me in actuality. To ultimately be perfect, to have exactly a mirror image of my life, of what the Bali Musar say, after 120, we're going to go upstairs and see a split screen TV. On half of it, we're going to see what I did in life, and the other half, we're going to see what we could have done in life. Right? And the goal of life is to have mirror images of each other as much as possible. But it's hard. There's a little line in between our potential and our actual. Avram was very close, but he also had a thin line. Only Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved his potential fully. Fully potential. He was the ultimate Jew, the ultimate leader, and that's why there's no line in between the Moshe Moshes. Says the Zohar, explained by the Ruach Chaim. Right? Our goal of life is to make the line as thin as we can. It's not going to disappear, but as thin as we can. That's what we have to try to do. But again, that's what Bnei Yisrael did with Vayakav Akudei. Vayakav Akudei. Truma Tetzave was the midah, was the potential, while Vayakav Akudei was the carrying out, and that's what the message that Rav Chaim Ivalajin here says at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Okay, last thought. Last thought for the evening. So the pasuk says, Perek Mem, all the way at the end, Perek Mem Pasuk Yutes. Pasuk Yutes. The pasuk says, Vayifros es ha'oel al ha'mishkan. Moshe spread the oel out, one of the covers on the Mishkan. Vayasem es b'chse ha'oel alav melamala. He put another cover on, kashot tziv Hashem es Moshe. So Moshe put the ohel on, put these curtains on top. Says an interesting Gemara, source number 12, Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Sichos Musar. Look at line 13 first. Nedarim Lamed Ches, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechinaso, Ela Al Gibor Ashir Chacham Anav. Hashem rests His presence on only those who are strong and rich and wise and humble. What do those mean? Good question. Are they literal or not? It seems to be literal, because the Gemara says you'll learn it from Moshe. How do you know Moshe was a gibor? How do you know he was strong? Because the pasuk says that we just read, Vayifros says, Ohel al Mishkan. He spread out the Ohel. He spread out the tent, he spread out the curtain. Good. Asks the Rosh there, the Rosh is on the side of the Gemara in Nedarim. If you wanted a quote, a pasuk that shows Moshe's strength in building the Mishkan, why talk about the curtains? What about the boards? The boards are much heavier. V'tema, amaylo yalef mikrashim. Why don't you learn from the krashim? The pasuk says that also, right, in the previous pasuk. Right, it says Moshe put up the boards. Once you put up the boards, putting up the curtains, that's so hard. The Marsha answers the Rosh's kasha, because Chazal tell us, what's the language of the pasuk? Hukam ha-mishkan. The Mishkan was put up, meaning Moshe didn't really build the Mishkan. Moshe did his ishtavlis, but really Hashem built the Mishkan. Shekama elav. So Moshe really didn't put up the boards. So because he didn't put up the boards, so we're not going to bring a raya from there that he was strong, because he didn't really do it. That's the Marsha's answer. The problem is, the Rosh didn't give that answer. The Rosh asked the Kasha. The Rosh asked the Kasha and didn't think that that was the answer. Explains of Chaim Shmulevitz, because you know why? Well, what would have been the answer? Oh, Moshe really didn't put up the boards. You think Moshe did the rest of the Mishkan, the curtains? Jarush Shapir Hiksha. The Rosh asked an appropriate question. Because Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, "Nu, put up the Mishkan." Moshe says, "I have no idea how I could do this." Right? I have no idea. Right? Lefish, and so Hashem says to him, "Because you were pained and you wanted and you tried, it's ki'ilu, I'm going to give you the credit that you did it. I'm going to give you the credit like you did it." So that's why the Rosh is bothered. Everything we do in life is just our ishtavlus, and Hashem really fulfills it for us. We do our yegia, and Hashem then fulfills it. So that's why all of life is like that. So why are the boards different? You should have brought a raya from the boards. That's why the Rosh doesn't accept the Marsha's answer. Al karchach tzarech lomar, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, shalom olam ein maisa adam balam esatachlis. Ultimately, what we do is not an exact cause of the result. We do what we can. And the ultimate comes from heaven. So there's nothing wrong with the Gemara could have brought a raya from there, because that's how all our hishtablis is in life. And that's where you look on top. From the Gemara in Megillah, davav yagati matzati. If somebody tells you he was matzah without yegia, don't believe him. He was miyagia, didn't find, don't believe him. Only yagati matzati. So ask the Bali Musar, ask the Sichos Musar. I don't understand. If he was Miyageya, why is it then called a Mitzia? Yagata Matsata, Tamin Yagata Vihisanta. What do you mean a Mitzia? So he explains what many explain, that no, even after we do our Yagia, anything we have is a gift. And we have to look at it as a Mitzia, even in that way. Even when we do our work. We do our Ishtablus in any area. In any area. And the rest comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he even says this, again, many examples. I give you part of it. He says this on the back page now. You learn this from Aaron HaKohen as well. Remember Aaron HaKohen? He's called Gibor because he waved all of the Levium. It's an unbelievable nace. Think about Parshas Bamidbar. He took all the Levium and waved them. He picked them up and waved them. Vihine. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, "Afilim nefarish biyom echad kavanah hi la'eis la'eis shalem." Even if you want to say, it doesn't mean one day; it's a 24-hour period. So maybe he had some sleep in the middle and he got up. Akati kasha tuva, right? Still, how many meis la'eis yish ke'elef arba'a me'os ragoim? 1400 seconds to lift up all of the levim. It's melamala b'derech hateva. So how can you learn from there that Aaron's a gibar? Same answer. Because anything we do in life, we do our ishtavlus, and Hashem does the rest. Even if it was a nes, mikom akom, it's attributed to the person who does the effort. And that's what we have to remember. We do our work, we do our efforts, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that ultimately brings bracha, hopefully, to our efforts. And that's what we have to do in life. We do our ishtavlus as much as we can. Especially, and as we are now in the Chodesh Geula, we daven that all of our efforts, all of Klal Yisrael, all of our our precious soldiers and all of our precious fellow Jews that are doing everything they can in order to be able to be moche amalek of our day. Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoche to see nisim v'niflos as we get into the this Chodesh Adar. And Be'ez Hashem, we should see the eradication of evil and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash b'mheira v'yameinu.